Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Okay, well, we're going to thank you to my wonderful friend, Aunt Jewel, who's let me come on this wonderful show today. My name is Starfish. Starfish, yes, I'm sure, boys and girls, that you've heard of Starfish before. Star of the Sea. Now, did you know, boys and girls, that there's 2,000 living species of starfish in the world?
Wow.
2,000. That is a lot. And even though each starfish looks like as though they're similar, but we all are different and have our own personalities and our own characteristics, and we have many, many friends, many other friends that don't look like starfish. It could be dolphins, it could be lobsters, tons and tons of different animals and different sea creatures underneath the sea. So I was able to take a couple of breaths up on top of the water so I can help my friend, Aunt Jewel.
Thank you.
So we're going to have Aunt Jewel go find her voice, which sounds a little bit like Foggy Foggy, and we're going to get right into bedtime stories, because I love listening to Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories. When I'm underneath the water, deep in the blue sea, I just hear the soothing, fun voice of Aunt Jewel, and the whole entire fish of the sea listens nice and carefully. So, boys and girls, today's show is about showcasing dreamers to the world. Ordinary people making a difference for everyone. Wow. Ordinary people. Making a difference for everyone. Ordinary people making that large of a difference, in my eyes, or in my rays, which are my six different legs, that those people are heroes to me. So today we're going to be celebrating Black History Month and the journey in achieving fairness. Now, of course, we're here for bedtime. Fun and sharing wonderful books and getting ready to rest your bodies, to rest your arms and legs, and I'll rest my rays, my six arms, my six rays. Boys and girls, do you have favorite pajamas? Do you have a favorite pillow? Do you have a favorite little teddy to snuggle up with? Don't forget, before we get all comfy in our bed, we need to brush our teeth. Brush, brush, brush. And, of course, we have to floss those beautiful, sparkling teeth. So are you ready? Are you ready,
yeah.
Boys and girls? Are you ready, TJ? Are you ready, Christopher? Are you ready, Ashley? Ashley, come on. Come on to bed. Rest those little eyes. And Casey and Duncan or Evan, Anna, are you guys ready? Are you with your PJs? Are you with your favorite blankie?
Yeah.
Great. I am ready in my PJs, too, which has six different feet for my six ladies. So,
got on.
girls, we are ready to take a journey. A journey into history. Now, we're going to celebrate the movement for everyone to have their dignity and their respect. Movement. It's such a powerful word, boys and girls. What does movement mean? Let me think. Movement. Move. Sounds like an action or activities of different people moving around, making a change. I think, as boys and girls, have you ever gone racing, tried to race one of your friends? I usually see my friends, we try to race along the bottom of the sea from one end to the other. And, of course, there's a finish line. So if we think of the power of movement, we start in the beginning, and our goal is to finish in the finish line. And I think that that's what these ordinary people who make a difference with everyone are trying to do. So, boys and girls, get ready. Let's head for the finish line. The movement for everyone to have their dignity with their respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Boys and girls, I was definitely moving and grooving to R-E-S-P-E-C-T, just a little bit R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Everyone here at the Ocean Tour, we're moving and grooving.
Right, from Aretha Franklin.
Yes, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and the Pips. Dr. Martin Luther King, he wanted that respect, that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. P-E-C-T that Aretha Franklin was talking about. Now, respect, all you wanted is just for everyone to be able to do the same thing regardless of color. So the same thing in my environment underneath the sea, we all want to be able to do the same thing even if we look like a starfish or a horseshoe crab or a lobster. We all like to have fun, and we all like to groove and move just like how we just did to R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So one of the respect is a big, big, big thing for all of us boys and girls. And one of the books that we love to read down underneath the ocean is called A Sweet Smell of Roses. A Sweet Smell of Roses by Angela Johnson. A Sweet Smell of Roses, what could this possibly be about? The Sweet Smell of Roses, written by Angela Johnson, who also had the illustrator of Eric Velasquez, who did wonderful, wonderful, wonderful illustrations of two little girls. Two little girls. Do you guys have siblings out there? Do you have a sister? Or do you have a brother? Do you guys ever do little adventures together? Well, these two little girls were one day in their homes, and they wanted to go out, and they snuck out one morning to march with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Wow, what an adventure that would have been. So they're able to march with him and see all the respect that Dr. Martin Luther King was able to receive by individuals from all over the world, all different cultures, all different family backgrounds. They're able to march as one and start a movement to the end of the race. Now, sometimes, boys and girls, you just know that you're going to get a treat. And when you come from school and you open the door and you smell something really, really nice, smells like cookies. The anticipation of taking the first bite, each step takes you closer and closer. I know it's in there. I'm getting closer to the kitchen. I can smell those cookies. Oh, it smells so, so good. The smell, and that was the sweet smell of roses. That same smell that you smell when you go into the kitchens after a long, long, hard working day at school, and your mom or your daddy has great plate of yummy, yummy cookies. The sweet smell of roses was exactly what the two little girls smelled as through the journey with Dr. Martin Luther King. Different roses, roses that can be red, they can be yellow, they can be white, all different colors all around the world. After all that dancing, I'm getting a little bit tired. Are you sleepy yet? Of course not. Hi, Corinne. Hi, Fallon. Blake and James, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are getting along. Nicole, how is school? We are all coming from different places all around the world, different schools, different friends, but what we all share is that we have respect for all each other. Different things, and they may look like that you're from different places, but at the same time, we all share one common thing, and we all want to be able to have freedom to be. So boys and girls, don't forget, you're listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories on Blake Radio Network. Are we able to cuddle in our bed yet? Are we feeling in that comfortable spot that we don't want to move? Nice and warm and toasty as we go through our winter season. Make sure that pillow and blanket is all comfortable, because we're going to sit back and relax and listen to a wonderful, wonderful bedtime story. Elmo, are you keeping company, my little friend? Superman, Fuzzy Wuzzy Wuzzy? Teddy Bear, are you there? All right, get your hugs and kisses from your mommy and daddy, from your yaya and grandpa, because we are going to get into a lovely, lovely story. Everyday people, here we go.
Yeah! With your bad self. Ooh, shock, shock. myself and what group I'm in.
Everyday people, everyday people who are ordinary people make differences for everyone. And I feel so happy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandpa and grandfather and grandmother, I get to come in on my favorite show of Aunt Jewel's, and I get to share my stories. I'm the starfish. I get to share my stories with all my friends, with my friend Zion, with my friend Chai, and Myla, who are great storytellers, too. Now, boys and girls, lay down, close your eyes, and imagine. Imagine you go to a coffee shop. Like back in the day, it was called Woolworth, but now, of course, you would think of it as Starbucks. And you just want a donut and coffee. Or you just want a cookie and milk. And you're ignored. And they pour coffee, milkshakes, and throw pepper in your eyes? Oh my goodness. How would you react? What if your brother or sister threw your favorite teddy bear or block across the room? What would you do? Would you just stand there, even if it happens again and again and again? Well, that, girls and boys, that is what happened here in Greensboro, day after day after day. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to start the first story called Sitting, How Four Friends Stood Up by Sitting Down. Stood up by sitting down. Let's see what they mean by standing up by sitting down. Now, boys and girls, this book is by Andrea Davis Pinkney and also illustrated by Brian Pinkney. We must meet hate with love. These were Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words that got them started. Four hungry friends, eager to eat, each took a seat at the Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat quiet and still, with hearts full of hope. With Dr. King's words strong and close, they were college students with a plan. It was February 1st, 1960. Wow, 1960, girls, 1960. They didn't need beef. Their order was a So the friends waited, simply, silently, without a fuss. There was only black kids at the counter. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat while everyone else got served. At first, they're treated like coal and donuts and visit. Other threads ignore them, watch and refuse them. This was a sign of the times. Whites only in bed. This was the law's recipe of segregation. Recipe, boys and girls, let's think about what a recipe is made up of as we go throughout the story. All right. Its instructions were easy to follow. Do not combine white people with black people. Segregation was a bitter, bitter, bitter mix. Now it was the friends' turn to ignore and refuse. They ignored the law and refused to leave until they were served. Those kids had a recipe too. A new brew called integration. Integration, the mix, mixing together. It was just as simple. Combine black with white to make a sweet justice. Oh, how sweet it is, how sweet it is. For them, integration was better than any chef's special. Integration was a finer than homemade cake. Integration was a recipe that would take time. Oh, this sounds like a great recipe, boys and girls. So David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell sat quiet and still with hearts full of hope, with Dr. King's words strong and close. Be loving enough to absorb evil. They sat straight and proud and waited and wanted a donut and coffee with cream on the side. After sitting and waiting and wanting, a police officer came, but the four friends wouldn't leave. The police officer didn't know what to do. The students were doing nothing wrong. No crime in sitting, no harm in being quiet, no danger in looking hungry. The officer left the lunch counter without doing anything. The Woolworth man turned off the lights. He announced, "Woolworth is closed." So the customers left, including the four friends, who went home to dinner, where they were served first. News had already spread about the sit-in. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Ezell got their names in the paper. The next day, February 2nd, 1960, more students showed up at the lunch counter, sitting still for what was right. No reservations needed at Woolworth. The students seated themselves. They were dressed in their best clothes. They were polite, and they were determined. No guesswork for the waitress. The young people knew the menus by heart. They ordered. No food came. So they sat in silence and waited and wanted a donut and coffee with cream on the side. The waitress reminded them, whites only. But those kids wouldn't budge. They didn't move until they were served. They refused. All they wanted was some food, a donut and coffee with cream on the side. To pass the time, the students read their school books. They wrote in their journals. They finished their homework. They didn't need to read the menu. So they studied for tomorrow's test. Ah, so, so very wonderful. And what had started in Greensboro spread faster than a grease fire. There was a lunch counter protest in Hampton, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, Montgomery, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, and many other southern towns. If lunch counters could go from whites only to all welcome, if segregation could turn into integration, if black people and white people could break bread together, everyone would pass the test of victory. Everyone would score high, A+, with that coffee and cream on the side. But many folks were not motivated to make that grade. As the sit-ins grew, angry people gave the students a big dose of hatred, served up a hot and heaping coffee, poured down their backs, milkshakes flung in their faces, pepper thrown in their eyes, ketchup not on the fries but dumped on their heads. They yelled at the students, "We don't serve your kind. Go home. Goodbye." The students wanted to lash out but couldn't. They wanted to strike back but didn't. Sitting still was so, so hard. Practicing peace while others showed hatred was tougher than any school test. That's definitely a tough, tough test. Now these were news cameras filming the sit-ins and viewers at home watching it on TV. The students were more determined than ever to show up the world the true meaning of peace. So they sat in silence with hearts full of hope, with Dr. King's dream true and close. These were the words that kept them going. We must meet violence with non-violence. We must meet violence with non-violence. Whew. The students sat proud and still and waited and wanted a donut and coffee with cream on the side. Soon the sit-ins grew bigger and wider. White students joined their black friends to protest the unfair treatment by restaurant owners who would not serve food to black patrons. They also opposed segregated libraries, buses, parks, and pools. It's spreading, guys. It's spreading. With so many students gathered, people got scared they would be fighting. They're afraid of all those youngsters grouped together for a cause. Even though the students were committed to peace, the police now took action. Action. They accused the students of loafing. They arrested them. They took them to jail. The students didn't resist. They didn't fight. Instead, they sang freedom songs. They held Dr. King's words steady and consistent. Demonstrate calm dignity. He was so specific to argue about it. He knew it's wrong, but they stopped going forward. And other segregated. Some shops were forced to integrate to keep their business alive. But the struggle was far from over. In April, an activist named Ella Baker organized a student citizen club at Johns University, North Carolina, to help strong, strong, amazing demonstrators. With Ella, the students formed a nonviolent coordinating committee, SNC. Inspired by Dr. King, came up with powerful words of their own. These are the words that became the SNC slogan. We are all leaders. We are all leaders. When President John F. Kennedy got a taste of SNCC's integration, he didn't sit in. He stepped in. On June 11, 1963, the president went on TV. He urged Americans to treat each other fairly. He then told Congress to take action against segregation. This became the Civil Rights Act of 1964, girls and boys. On July 2, 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson made the act a law. Wow. It banned segregation in public places. The hard work and courage of those brave young students paid off. They had taken a bite out of segregation. Now it was time to savor equality. How it tastes so good, just like that first bite in the cookie, taking that bite of integration, and it was time to savor equality. Now they're ready for a big sip. Of freedom. Their order was simple. A double dose of peace with nonviolence on top. Hold the hate, leave off the injustice. And oh, integration sure tasted good. Everyone is together with everyone. Those courageous young people enjoyed every bit of it. They came back to Woolworths for seconds and thirds and for many helpings after that. Oh, my goodness. When the sit-ins were all done, the students left a big tip. What was that tip, ladies, girls, and boys? A donut and coffee with cream on the side. is not about food. It's about pride. These were the words that filled them up. Now, the students had the right recipe for integration. The steps were easy to follow. Recipe, boys and girls, remember we wanted to think about recipe? What recipe do you have for your grandma's little chocolate chip cookies or your aunt's favorite lemon cake? It makes your belly feel good inside. This is exactly how these young, courageous kids felt when they took a bite out of integration and had a journey to freedom. Now let's see what recipe they use. Number one, start with love. Number two, add conviction. Number three, season with hope, just a tad. Number four, extra faith to flavor. Number five, mix black people with white people. Number six, let unity stand. Number seven, bold in change. Number eight, sprinkle with dignity. Number nine, bake until golden. And serve immediately. Number 10, makes enough for all. I think that makes enough for the whole entire world to go around, including my friends down under in the sea. After weeks and weeks of sitting, when their backsides ached, after months of being still, when their feet fell asleep, after years of praying for laws to change, when they were so hungry for equality, the young people finally got what they ordered. It was worth the wait. It was served to them exactly how they wanted it. Well, well, well done. Wow, that was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful story. Now, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, if you have any comments or questions, please call in to Blog Talk Radio 914-338-0695. Again, 914-338-0695 on Blake Radio Network. And call in. Wonderful.
When the sun comes back and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gold, for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gold.
Following and supporting each other is a huge, huge thing. Now that recipe, boys and girls, that those strong, courageous students and kids built was definitely a strength in their pride. And the recipe that they built lasted It was so strong that it lasted for years upon years, all the way until 2011. Now, boys and girls, remember the kids, while they were sitting in, they wrote in their journals, they expressed their feelings, they were not shy to hide it back. They were letting everyone know how they felt, sharing their feelings, sharing their words. Boys and girls, have you ever written any letters to anyone? Have you ever written a letter to your friends? Have you ever written a letter to your mom or dad when you're at sleepaway camp or are away out of the country sending postcards to your friends? Yep, I've written letters that express how I feel if I miss someone or my joy or celebration. Boys and girls, this evening we're listening to Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, and I'm so, so, so excited to be here with my favorite friend, Aunt Jewel. This again is Starfish, and I hope all my friends down under the water are listening to me. I made a special request for them all to hear underneath the Atlantic Ocean. Boys and girls, I can't wait for us to go into the story of Barack Obama of We I Sing. Named Georgia O'Keeffe, moved to the desert and painted petals, bones, bark. She helped us see big beauty in what is small, the hardness of stone and the softness of feather. Have I told you that you are smart? That you braid great ideas with imagination? A man named Albert Einstein turned pictures in his mind into giant advances in science, changing the world with energy and light. Have I told you that you are brave? A man named Jackie Robinson played baseball and showed us all how to run fear, how to turn fear to respect, and respect to love. He swung his bat with grace and strength of a lion and gave brave dreams to other dreamers. Have I told you that you are a healer? Sitting Bull was a medicine man who healed broken hearts and broken promises. It is fine that we are different, he said. For peace, it is not necessary for eagles to be crows. Though he was put in prison, spirit soared free on the plains, and his wisdom touched the generations. Have I told you that you have your own song? A woman named Billie Holiday wore a gardenia in her hair and sang beautiful blues to the world. Her voice, full of sadness and joy, made people feel deeply and add their melodies to the chorus. Have I told you that you are strong? A woman named Helen Keller fought her way through long, silent darkness. Though she could not see or hear, she taught us to look at and listen to each other, never waiting for life to get easier. She gave others courage to face their challenges. Have I told you how important it is to honor others' sacrifices? A woman named Nia Lin designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to remember those who gave their lives in the war, and the Civil Rights Memorial to thank the many who fought for equality. Public spaces should be filled with art, she thought, so that we can talk amidst it, recalling the past and inspired to fix the future. Have I told you that you are kind? A woman named Jane Addams fed the poor and helped them find jobs. She opened doors and gave people hope. She taught adults and invited children to play and laugh and let their spirits grow wise. Wow, so very kind. Have I told you that you don't give up? When violence erupted in our nation, a man named Martin Luther King Jr. taught us unyielding compassion, He gave us a dream that all races and creeds would walk hand in hand. He marched and he prayed, and one at a time opened hearts and saw the birth of his dream in us. Martin Luther King Jr. Those are the words that the students and the sit-ins listen to. That's how they fought so hard. Have I told you that you are an explorer? A man named Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon. He watched the world from way up high, and he watched his lunar landing leap, which made us brave enough to take our own big, bold stride. Have I told you that you are so, so inspiring? A man named Hugo Chavez showed farm workers their own power when they felt they had none. The people were poor but worked hard and loved the land. Pray, pickets, and talked. The people listened to their hearts and marched for their rights. Si se puede, si se puede, yes you can. Have I told you that you're a part of a family of many, many, many different people? A man named Abraham Lincoln knew that all Americans should work together. He kept our nation one, the promised freedom to enslave sisters and brothers. This man of the people, simple and plain, asked more of our countries that we have behave as kin. Have I told you to be proud to be an American? Our first president, George Washington, believes in liberty and justice for all. His barefoot soldiers crossed wintry rivers, forging ever on. He helped make an idea into a new country, strong and true. A country of principles, a country of citizens. Wow, proud to be an American, proud to be of all different cultures. Proud of your own heritage is wonderful. Have I told you that America is made up of all people of every kind, people of all races, of all religions, of all beliefs, people from the coastlines, people from the mountains, and also starfish from underneath the sea, people who have made bright light shine by sharing their unique gifts and giving us the courage to lift one another up, to keep up the fight, to work and build upon all that is good in our nation. Have I told you that they are all a part of you? Have I told you that you are one of them and that you are the future? And have I told you that I love you? That is such a great story, boys and girls. I hope you're nice and relaxed, snuggled with your teddy and with your Elmo or Superman, and enjoyed that story. Why and
just
how
like
can you make history?
Just like an angel of the moon, just like a sky, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand, all to love you. Yet I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. All the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel I'm alive when everything else.
Thanks for coming on Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story.
Thank you, Brooklyn. market. But I hear some support. You're fun to treat the world.
Star, host, can you hear me?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Great, and what story, when you're ready for bedtime, what makes you fall asleep?
You know, sometimes I like to listen to MP3 podcasts of talk radio. I like to count sheep.
Counting sheep, wow. That's very, very nice. And did you enjoy the story?
Yeah, the stories were really great. I just wish that there was a story about the Freedom Riders, because I always liked the Freedom Riders when I was a kid.
And why do you like the Freedom Riders? Tell us about the Freedom Riders.
Well, the Freedom Riders, they were like these busloads of people who would go to places in the South where there was a lot of, like, discrimination, and they would show unity by having, like, both black people and white people together. But then a lot of times people would be mean to the people on the buses, which is sad. But I think it was a great strength of solidarity during the civil rights movement.
Wow, that's definitely integration, which we talked about in sit-ins, in the sit-in movement. That's wonderful. How are you celebrating Black History Month?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
I like to think
that I celebrate Black History all year long.
That's exactly what I was about to say. The great thing about Black History Month, the great thing about Women's History Month, the great thing about Latino History Month is that knowledge is endless. It doesn't have to stop in that month. You can continue to study and learn and live and continue your own personal movement. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful night and continue to count your lambs, count your sheep. Have a wonderful, wonderful night and study, study very hard.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the show a lot. Have fun doing the rest of it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got some trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our gas done me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I know now you're all in dreamland, and for those of us who live across the country and it's still, you're still awake, we just want to say thanks so much for listening in. And again, this is Starfish, and I want to thank Aunt Jewel so, so, so very much for allowing me to enter her world of bedtime stories. I enjoyed every minute of it, and I've made so many different friends. I've learned so much deep, deep, strong history. And I continue to believe that ordinary people make a difference for everyone. Ordinary people such as Zion, ordinary people such as Myla, and ordinary people such as Chai, who are already making differences with their strong, strong voices. Ordinary boys and girls such as our favorite host from last week, Eden, who is making a foundation and making different strides to help her friend and make sure that no one goes into sickness. I want to thank you so much, and remember, boys and girls, get your rest for the days ahead. Have a good night. Good night, Zion. Good night. Good night. Good night, Myla. Good night, Corinne. Christopher, I see you. You're falling asleep. You're falling asleep. And Jalen and Kaylin and Aylin, you're all dozing off. Have a good night. Good night, Aaron. Good night, Shauna. Good night. Oh, my goodness. Of course. Good night, Aunt Jewel. I hope you found your voice. I hope you found your voice for next Sunday.
I'm trying to find it.
And I had such a wonderful time this evening, and I want to wish everyone well in entering dreamland. Again, this is Slate Radio Network on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and I'm going back into my environment with all my friends, the lobsters and the dolphins and the sea creatures, and cuddling up under my favorite rock, and going to close my eyes and dream of those times, of the strong voices of those youngsters who refuse to let injustice happen, who refuse to see wrong done. Thank you, and good night. Hopefully Aunt Jewel has a fog after her night. Later. I'm going to